now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, glad you're joining us today on this beautiful, beautiful afternoon here. The weather's gorgeous, Link. I'm just telling you, it's absolutely gorgeous. I had a very nice, relaxing 3 days this weekend, stayed around the house, just puttered into little projects. My son drove up from Tucson. He was helping Mama. Yeah. Wasn't that sweet? He came in and was doing all this heavy lifting and things that I really can't do right now. But again, also we attended just a very small Memorial Day ceremony at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. Again, you know, my heart fills with Prescott Valley and how they always honor and recognize veterans. In this case, those that we've lost in the worst past. We had the flags were out there of the 300 soldiers that we've lost from Arizona. So they had flags representing all of those lives lost. But again, a moment to remember and honor those that gave us the freedoms we have. So again, thank you again, Memorial Day weekend. It is a time for reflection and remembering and honoring. And many of us had barbecues or did things like that when you gather family and friends. And again, that's always important too, to keep families and friends close. But we've got a good show going on for you today. Lots of things happening. We're going to be talking about our 25th. It's a silver anniversary of our annual Memorial Ed LaPorta Memorial Pronghorn Golf Classic happening June 16th. Our chairman, Eric Strobel, will be talking about that. Town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. You don't want to miss what's going on in Prescott Valley starting now and going on through the summer. We're going to fill you in on some of the highlights, especially movies under the stars. And then our chamber spotlight on business, Sendera Sanctuary, business in Prescott Valley. Highly recommend. Lori Durr, the owner, will be with us, along with Conway Real Estate. Chris Russell, the branch manager, will be talking about real estate, the market, and how they can help you buy or sell your home. So, lots of things going on here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You are listening to KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.5 FM, and we are on the web at kqna.com.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Link's just messing with things over here and making me laugh. Okay, we're joining me now is Eric Strobel. He's one of our board members. He is also, as we call it, the scribe. And many officers in organizations have a president, vice president, it's chairman, chair-elect, treasurer, and a secretary. Well, we've had gentlemen sitting in that position of secretary and decided they like the term scribe. Right, Eric?
I love the word scribe.
So we now, you know, consider it secretary scribe, and it is scribe. Okay, so we're talking about the 25th annual Ed LaPorta Memorial Golf Pronghorn Golf Classic. Eric, you played it for many, many years now.
I have, through what we were just talking about, through hailstorms, sunshine.
I know.
Wonderful weather.
The year it snowed. Let's go back to... Okay, well, first of all, this is coming up on Saturday, June 16th. June, now there should be no chance of snow or a... Snowball's chance. No, anyway, no chance of snow on June 16th. But years past, and this has been a couple years ago, we used to have it traditionally on the final Saturday of the month of April.
Yes.
And most of the years, it would be a little breezy. This is my 13th golf tournament since I've been with the chamber. We might have a little breeze and maybe some clouds, but the one year, we actually had snow.
We did, and that was a lot of fun. So I was thrilled that June was picked as the month to have it, because that is the best month to play golf.
Well, we actually found a couple of, you know, and then a year after that, we had, you know, inclement weather. Again, a little bit of drizzle, and then it cleared up to, you know, a fairly sunny day. But I remember that golf tournament snow. And here we are, we're pulling the raffle prize numbers, and we're all working, and we're looking out there, and pretty soon it's coming down hard. And we said, these people aren't going to golf. So they start coming into the clubhouse, so we decided we got to serve lunch early. So we get ready to serve the lunch, and we still went ahead with the raffle prizes. But I'm waiting, and at that time, Bev Olson was with me. Was working my, you know, admin assistant and in charge of the golf tournament. She was playing the foursome with her husband and a couple of others who were very good golfers, by the way. And so I'm waiting for them to come in, and I'm looking. So finally, I sent her a text. I said, do you know you're the only one out there? And she sent me a note back. She said, well, why didn't you tell us everyone came in? I thought you might know not to play golf in the snow. So she finally came in. They were the last ones to come in. Kept playing on.
I don't believe that was April 1st either, so it wasn't an April Fool's joke.
No, that was just, they're golfers, you know, yeah. Bless her heart, and she's golfing up in Montana now, but that was one of the funniest stories. Why didn't you tell me to come in? I thought, you know, the old story of Mom, do I have to tell you to come in out of the rain? Well, yeah, Bev, I guess I should have. But anyway, everybody else came in, and then we did, thankfully, work with the golf course and did a reschedule for at least the play. We handled all the other, you know, the other fun stuff, raffles and lunch, but we did have a replay day for, and I think we did it in June, so hence moving it to the June month.
The meal was awesome that day, by the way.
It was good.
Yeah,
yes, it's always good. And we've worked with the Prescott Golf and Country Club every year there. This tournament originated back 25 years ago when Ed LaPorta was a member of the board of directors, owner of McWhite's North American, and they put together this golf tournament. So he always chaired it every year and did an amazing job. And we lost him several years ago, and the board, in its infinite wisdom, said, you know, he put so much passion and time and effort and worked so hard on the tournament to, you know, rename it for Ed and as the Ed LaPorta Memorial Pronghorn Golf Classic. And many people realized and may not have known that Ed was actually playing golf when, you know, he was stricken. And bless his heart, you know, you talk about what are your last days going to look like, and maybe playing golf or doing something you really love might be the way we all look at moving on to the next life, right?
Absolutely, and hope that continues in the next life.
Right. Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
That golf course in the sky.
Absolutely.
That hole in one.
The best 18 holes you'll ever play.
But now we're looking forward to a beautiful, healthy game of golf. Tell us what it's like. What kind of tournament is this, Eric?
Well, it's a fun tournament because it's relaxing. You know, we're not playing on the PGA or anything like that. It is a four-person scramble, which for you golfers out there, you know what that is. But for you non-golfers, right, it's just a way to get out there and, you know, everyone hits a shot. You go pick the best one and move on. And between each shot, you have a drink of your best beverage that you have and just have a really, really good time out there. So, you know, from a novice golfer to someone that's an expert golfer, anybody can play this thing. And, you know, from my experience, I'm on the novice side of things, and I have a great time. It's a lot of fun, prizes out there, it's relaxing, and it's all for a great cause.
Absolutely. This is one of our fundraisers every year for the Chamber of Commerce, and it benefits, you know, the programs and services that we provide for our membership and to the community at large, throughout the year. And we have a variety of projects. Well, we just got finished with doing Prescott Valley Days, and prior to that, Team Up to Clean Up, and we're looking forward to the 4th of July working with the town of Prescott Valley, and then again, you know, ongoing, well, we got Valley Light, we got plans galore, you know, and job fairs and career fairs and things like that. So, you know, all of this goes back to those programs that we're giving back and doing as part of, you know, our mission in support of the business community and the economic environment of Prescott Valley. So, you know, it's one of the most reasonable tournaments to play in.
I think so. And the course, you know, the Prescott Country Club it's a great course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can play it. The team down there does a great job keeping it up, right? So it has just some really great holes. It's kept up well. You know, the cost of it, I think, is very reasonable. I mean, you can't go out really and play a round of golf for $85, which is what this is, and get fed.
Woo!
And to get to hang out with somebody like Marnie.
I mean
really,
yes.
You'd pay that alone, just that alone. But we throw in the golf on top of that. So it's really good. So you can come out as an individual, right, for
$85? Yes, $85 per person. In fact, we just had somebody come in the other day to the chamber and said, you know, I really like to play in your golf tournament, but I don't have a foursome. Can I buy as an individual? And I said, absolutely, because a lot of times we have groups that may lose a player, mm-hmm. or several people come in and say the same thing, and then we put the teams together.
Yeah.
So they'll be put on a team.
That's exactly right. And I think I've been like that a number of years. I'm just like, throw me on a team. I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
But if you do have your own foursome, your business foursome, organization foursome, family and friends, or, you know, gather the players that don't play as well as you, whatever, it's $300.
Yep.
So that kind of plays out to $75 a person. So again, $300 for a foursome, $85 for an individual if you join. But that does include, like you said, a great lunch, mm-hmm. the golf cart,
prizes.
Green fees, prizes. We have special awards. Then it also includes a very nice goodie bag.
Yep.
That we get donations and items together. So that's always a highlight is the goodie bag.
Yep.
So the golfers get a goodie bag, and then all of that, we get started at 8 o'clock with a shotgun start. So as many teams are, everybody's kind of spread around the whole golf course. We all start at the same time, then pretty much end at the same time for lunch and prizes. And you know what we did a couple of years ago, which was one of the fun things that we decided to start is, you know, many years, and that's when Bev was playing, her husband and their A-rated team would win every year, or there was like one and two, you know, when Ed was with us, you know, he was always on, you know, first or second. So we started flight scoring, which was nice. Now we do, I think we say three flights. So it's the top, the middle, and the lower end. And so then it gives, like you, an opportunity to win. You will never probably win first or second place, as you know, with some of our.
I don't know if I go that far. I'm liking the vote of confidence.
Unless you're right on your game, and they are going long and straight.
Long and straight.
So your short game, your long game, everything is just popping. You could win.
Yeah, but that was a great thing that we did a few years ago, and having those flights because it gives that many more chances to win
mm-hmm.
and get some of those really cool prizes.
It was fun to always see like, you mean we won? Well, yeah, you know, you play and you fall into that. So they do all the scoring over there for us, which they keep it on the up and up, and I don't have to count numbers on my fingers and toes and, you know, whether I'm under par, over par, whatever. So they do it to make it so easy.
Yeah. Well, and also there's also some really great hole-in-one prizes, too, that have been donated. So, you know, if you're feeling really lucky.
I think we have you're feeling lucky. Where is those notes? It's right there.
So, yeah, you could win a free air conditioner from our hole-in-one. Pitzer's one-hour heating and AC is donating that, which I think is really, really cool. A golf cart from Arizona Ranch and resort car for a hole-in-one on another par three. Yeah. So there's a couple of really great opportunities
mm-hmm.
To win some of that. So I would really highly suggest coming out and playing in this because, one, the weather is going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Two, the company is going to be even that much more awesome.
Awesome.
Right? And three, chance to win is even that much more awesome.
And you're already a winner because we have raffle prizes, too.
Yeah.
And we get tons of raffle prizes. So there's the opportunity to win and go home with, well, sometimes it's a golf bag, golf clubs, you know, camp chairs, barbecue. So we get a lot of those items, too, for raffle prizes that, you know, make it a lot of fun, too. And your chances of taking something home are good, too.
I think almost everybody walks away with a prize because there are so many raffle prizes.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. It's just really, really cool.
So how do we register for this golf tournament?
Well, I mean, a lot of different ways. You can call the chamber, of course, and talk to any one of the fine folks over there, right? Marnie Yule would be great. Gloria would be another good person. You could call me if you want to register. Chris Graff, who's another person there. You could call, but call 928-772-8857 and get yourself registered.
And it's also on our website. We have the application and all the registration form and all the information about the tournament on our website, which is pvchamber.org.
Right.
And so again, this is Saturday, June 16th, starting at 8 o'clock. We can start practicing a little warm ups, a little putting green starting at 7 o'clock.
Get your sunscreen on.
Get your sunscreen, wear your hats. And if you show up in, knickers or some kind of golf related, costume, you win a prize there too.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
I mean, wackiest outfit of the day. I think that should be an award.
I think it will definitely be an award. We'll let you be the judge.
Okay. I think I just won.
He's like, I'm a judge. I'm going to pick me. I like that.
Can you play golf in Speedos?
All right. Well, you better wear a lot of sunscreen then.
Yeah.
You better double up on the sunscreen.
Oh,
and a couple of other special holes we'll have. It'll be a fun day. So come
absolutely
on and join
fun.
Us. 25th, it's our silver anniversary at the Porter Memorial Pronghorn Golf Tournament. Again, come out and join Eric and all of our board members, staff, everybody coming out and having a great day of golf on Saturday, June 16th, Prescott Golf and Country Club.
Come on out. We look forward to seeing you.
Again, 772-8857 for registration information or go to pvchamber.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, more about what's going on in Prescott Valley on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Prescott Film Festival at Yavapai College. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. For the past few years, Olson's has been a proud supporter of this 9-day event. This year, the festival runs from June 8th through June 16th, and that's right around the corner. Of particular note are three films featuring horses with unique talents. They are The Wild Horses of Chingutique, Silent Connection, and Kinksome. Each of these films will tug at your heartstrings in different ways. The first two films feature the healing therapy that horses bring to humans. The third film is a lavishly beautiful period drama set at the peak of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and is based on the true story of the legendary Hungarian racehorse Kinksome. For all the information you need, go to PrescottFilmFestival.com or go to the Olsen's website, Olsen'sFamily.com, to get links to the movie trailers. Admit more than one, because good enough just isn't.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Hope Hooper with the Town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. Hey, Hope.
Hi, Marnie. How's it going?
Well, last time we were together, we were out there at the Prescott Valley Music Fest. I have to tell you, I see the most wonderful and sweet note from Carrie. Happy with the way everybody ran things, working with the production team there, and just was thrilled. I wanted to pass on that to you right
Thank you.
Because that was kind of like an interesting new event.
Yeah,
and we'll pose its challenges, but then again, you know, to have somebody come back and thank you for the work you did was really nice. So again, it was looking for their planning again for next year, but again, opportunities that we bring things that are to Prescott Valley that bring people down to the Civic Center and use the space because it's gorgeous out there.
It
I was there
gorgeous.
Yesterday. I was telling earlier on the show, I was there for a little Memorial Day ceremony and the flags flying, nice breeze, the tree. It was just absolutely gorgeous out there. Beautiful campus we have downtown.
It really is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice to work there, too, because you get to take a 10-minute break and just walk around.
Yeah. Oh, well,
enjoy the grass.
Shoot, Parks and Recreation. You want to call that work. Let's see, you know, they play for a job. You know, especially Brady with the pool now being open. And that opened, didn't
it? Yeah, it is open. It opened this past weekend. We had a teen party that went really well.
Oh, was it full?
I don't think
yes,
it was
Yes, because I
full.
Heard that it was very well attended.
Yeah, it was well attended, but we still had room for more. So hopefully next year it'll be an even bigger event.
Just getting the word out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. First year for it, it went very well.
Oh,
very
nice.
Well,
that's a great way to kick off the summer, but then give the teens something to do.
Exactly.
Because that's why I hear people more and more kids are saying, there's nothing for us to do that middle age.
Yeah.
The teens.
Exactly.
We're trying to help you out, kids.
There's plenty to do. Come to Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
What time?
I know. Well, and you've got tons of stuff going. That's what we're going to talk about. But one of the things I really want to focus on and tell everybody is about this Friday night.
Yes.
Big exciting.
Huge exciting.
Huge.
We're doing a drive-in movie.
I know.
At the event center.
Okay, when was the last time you all were at a drive-in movie? Hello, baby boomers. You will remember drive-in movies. Yes, it's happening in Prescott Valley on Friday night.
That's right. At the event center in their parking lot. You'll enter through on Main Street, so make sure you go to Main Street for that entrance.
The one off of Florentine?
Yeah. So if you can come from Florentine or from Lakeshore, but it'll be that one entrance that faces the event center itself.
Sure. Okay.
That we'll be letting people in so we can keep good crowd control, get everyone in. And I would recommend if you're going to come late, bring your lawn chairs and your picnic blanket because we might fill up fast, and
yes.
We'll have sitting room towards the front. So there will be room for people to sit if we run out of good spots for you to sit in your car and watch.
Right. Well, what time does it start? So we're talking about people starting to arrive at an earlier date. You might just want to grab your food and, you know, something quick and easy, or bring it even and picnic it in your car and come on over early and get a good spot.
Yeah, definitely. I believe we'll be opening the gates around 5. The movie starts at 7:45.
Well,
so
see?
You'll have plenty of time to get in. 89A will be there with their free
come
popcorn.
Come and tailgate for the movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, our sponsors will be there for the movies for the whole season, so Truly Nolan. I'm not sure if Ace Hardware is going to make it out or Sun Valley Tire. We still have to catch up with them, but
Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Yes, shout out to us.
That's right.
You're listening to one of the stations here on KQ&A. What's the movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
I'm not going to sing.
I love that movie.
Who I did do that favor.
Love that movie? You know, I mean,
it's
I remember
great.
Watching it all the time growing up. I mean, that was a classic growing up as a kid, seeing it all the time. Then we would play it. So we'd go out in the backyard and I'd always be the scarecrow. I don't know why.
I see you more as a Dorothy.
Oh, so I was never the ingenue. Oh, no. I'm always the character role. Are you kidding?
Glenda.
Yes.
Glenda.
And there's Link as our Glinda. No, but it, Wizard of Oz. So that's Friday night, the Prescott Valley Event Center drive-in movie night. The Wizard of Oz. Bring your family and kids. Mm-hmm. You're, and it's free.
And it's free.
I think it's the greatest way to spend an evening. A June, you know, so it was May. No, it'll be June. June 1st.
It'll be June 1st.
Mm-hmm. The best way to spend an evening is come on out, families. We're going to keep reminding you because we want to fill that place up. And then if you run out of room, bring your camp chairs anyway.
Yeah.
You never. I keep one in the car just in case I needed it no matter what.
Yeah, me too.
You know, so you can just come on out and again, get some dinner, bring it on over if you want a picnic up there, mm-hmm. or just eat in your car like we used to do in the old days. Oh, my gosh, it's memories. You know, the old drive-in. I couldn't go to drive-in movies so on dates, but I'm talking about the family drive-in. Yeah, but we had the station wagon, you know, that was the old-time SUV. We had the station wagon. We'd lay it all down with blankets and stuff and be at the drive-in movie. It was the greatest thing when you're a kid. So we would back it. Well, we did have a station wagon that had the window that rolled down, yes, so we would watch that way. But usually the parents would face, and then we'd have to hang over the seat and watch. I know there are people out there listening to me saying, I remember that.
I want to get that.
San Gabriel Drive-In. Hello. So anyway, again, coming up, that's this Friday night, June 1st. Again, gates open at about 5 o'clock. Bring your car, park off of Main Street. Come on out. It's a free event sponsored by just amazing, amazing businesses that make this possible. But it's all part of the whole movie schedule. Mm-hmm. And then you go back to the Civic Center, right, for
yep.
the next ones?
Yep. The rest of the movies will be at the Civic Center. We call it the Theater on the Green Space. We have the Avengers on June 8th. We have Peter Rabbit. It just came out on DVD, too. That's going to be June 15th. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is June 22nd. E.T. is June 29th. And then we have a special Saturday movie. We're doing a special feature of Only the Brave on June 30th.
Now, all of those are out on the lawn.
Yes.
So they'll be outdoors. So bring your chairs and your blankets and that.
Yes,
but you can still
definitely.
Bring food.
Yep. You can.
And still picnic out there and have mm-hmm. a great evening. Yes, okay. That's a full schedule. Is this on your website?
It sure is.
Uh-huh.
It sure is.
And that's pbaz.net, Parks and Recreation.
That's right.
It is also on the Chamber's website.
Oh, thank you.
It is in this month's Chamber's newsletter, and we will be sending it out on a special note this week on our e-flash, just a special e-flash to make sure we're reminding everybody about Friday night. So we're going to help you get that word out because
it's
our sponsor's making it possible. It's a free event, you know, community-wide. It's about Prescott Valley. It's our home, our place. We're creating our own destination and having activities for our residents and citizens to enjoy. Mm-hmm. So it's our pleasure to help get the word out. And go to the movies.
That's right, too.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Okay, what else is going on?
Well, we have all kinds of fun stuff. We have Open Gym right now, and Open Gym is held at Bradshaw Mountain High School.
Go Bears!
It's for ages, or I'm sorry, it's not yet. It's starting June 4th until July 12th, so it's not open yet, but it's ages 6 to 17, and it'll be Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., kind of just a chance for you to send the kids out to play games, do whatever, no set structure, just have some fun and do open gym. We'll have fall softball registration opening soon. Registration will open June 18th and be open through most of July, so it'll close July 22nd. You can find information about that on our website as well, www.pvaz.net. We also have some really cool classes. We have a theater class that's coming up.
Yeah.
They're called Performing Arts Day Camps. So there's two camps scheduled, one for June and then one for July, and they're Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Make sure you send the kids in comfortable clothes that they can move around in, and then send them with lunch and water as well for the day. And you can find information about that on our website.
And where do you hold those classes?
Those are held at the Civic Center.
Oh, okay.
And we've encouraged the teacher to go out and use the stage area for the kids as much as she wants to. So if you see kids out there performing, come check it out. It'll be a really good class. So she's taught in California for a long time and did really well out there. They do music, acting, drama, the whole thing. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be a really cool
experience.
And
what are the ages for that?
It's ages 6 to 14.
Okay.
So A little bit of the teens and tweens.
Oh, right.
A little bit of the younger ones, too. So,
And then the two different sessions, will they be doing the same thing on the two different sessions, or will they be two different sessions that you should take?
It's actually, yeah, you could take both sessions.
Oh, okay.
The first one is a Broadway camp, and then the second one is a rock band camp.
Oh, okay.
So they'll have different content to them. Really cool stuff.
Fun.
Really cool
and
stuff.
There is a tuition on that one, $89 for each one, but
yep.
Don't let that stop you. Start calling over there, and if you have extra kids and stuff like that,
yep.
We'll help you out.
Do a little discount for
we want to make sure that
family.
You know those opportunities are available to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely
don't stop that. Call us and we'll figure out money.
Yeah,
help people out, get scholarships.
Yeah, exactly.
We can work on that. We got tons of business friends. We have people that really want to invest in our community.
It's true, yeah.
And help make things possible for our residents and citizens. So let's keep it going.
We get calls from amazing businesses all the time that say, hey, you know, we want to help with this or that. We had a couple businesses that wanted to help with the movies, and we were already full. So hopefully they find something else they can help us out with and help the community out with.
And invest in. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And meanwhile, the pool's open. What are the hours in the pool?
The pool is open.
We got some great hours.
Let me see here. So let me see.
Well, we're just looking.
8 a.m. to noon is, wait, that's swim lesson registration. Sorry about that. It's on our website, www.pvaz.net. I don't have
but
that.
But it's open 7 days a week, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't it open 7 days a week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. 7 days
you know,
a week.
Two open swims a day.
We have family swims. We have swim lessons available. We have aerobics classes available for 55 plus and then for other adults as well.
Get my water wings.
That's right.
And then the splash pad for the little kids.
Yep.
Love it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great investment. Great pool. Great
mm-hmm.
activities all summer long.
Great lifeguards.
Absolutely. So Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. You don't want to miss any of these good things going on. But meanwhile, please join us on Friday night for our Movies Under the Stars. It's a drive-in movie at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Wizard of Oz. Join us for that. Thank you. Again,
thank
website,
you.
Hope.
www.pvaz.net.
You don't miss everything here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Make sure your chains are properly adjusted when towing a trailer. Dragging chains are believed to have caused grass fires along Iron Springs Road last week. Due to the dry conditions, Prescott National Forest Service officials responded with two engines, a hotshot crew, and a helicopter to aid in fire suppression. Four separate fires were found spread out along a half mile of the road, about 7 miles from Prescott. The largest one was an acre in size. All the fires were located on the south side of the road, which Prescott fire officials say was fortunate as the winds kept pushing the fire toward the road instead of into the canyon below it. Prescott Central Arizona Fire and Forest crews were able to quickly stop the fire's progress and keep the size to a minimum. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. Now that the Memorial Day holiday is over, work is getting started on repairs on Willow Creek Road in Prescott.
Technology Construction Incorporated, in partnership with Yavapai County Public Works, will be performing construction on Iron Springs Road starting today. Work includes removing half the current bridge deck, replacing steel stringers, repairing cracks, placing new guardrail, and resurfacing the new bridge deck. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. A 24-hour temporary traffic signal will be in place at the bridge. This project is expected to be completed September 29th. Meanwhile, in the areas of Willow Creek Road and Highway 89, asphalt pavement preservation is taking place along Assurance Way, the crossings, Pleasant Valley Drive, Lakeside Vista, Verde Estates, Willow Hills, and Cloudstone. Work hours are today through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny and breezy this week. Expect an overnight low of 57 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 84 tomorrow and a high of 81 on Thursday. 60 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 94 and a high on Thursday of 92. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hi, Ken here with the plants of the week and our red clusterberry cotoneaster.
Stunning white flowers cover the shrub in spring, then form red berries.
A large evergreen that is tough, easy to grow, and tolerates poor soil.
So thick when sheared, it's the perfect privacy for hot tubs, secluded entertainment areas, and prying eyes for just $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love red-berried cotoneaster, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business. And my first guest today is Lori Durr, owner of Sundara Sanctuary. And I already love that place. Just saying, Lori, I already love your place. Although I was fortunate enough to have a massage there. Already scheduled and booked a massage and visited with her. And it's medicinal, right? I always believe massages are as wonderful as they are good for your body and overall health.
They're necessary.
And that's kind of the bottom line in a lot of what your business and Sundara Sanctuary is about, is health.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, I need to get closer.
There we go. So, well, I'm going to let you tell us about it.
So, we are a wellness spa and a boutique, and we offer a wide variety of services from massage and facials. We also do waxing and body treatments. We also do eyelash extensions, perming, tinting, and advanced skin care treatments from collagen injection therapy, microdermabrasion, epidermal leveling. We have infrared sauna. We have sports recovery packages. And then on the more holistic end as well, we have a Reiki practitioner. We have a hypnotherapist. We have an emotional freedom technique that most people know as tapping.
Mm-hmm.
That's more for appetite control, stress relief, to relax. And then we also have a health coach and nutrition coach inside the spa aspect of that.
Wow. But any one of those are independent of another, right? I mean, each one of them have the services. You would book them separately.
You can book them separately, or you can do them as a package.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's a lot of times I do spa treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So I will start with an infrared sauna, move on to a body treatment, then to a massage, and then a facial. So you could spend a whole day. So I've had people buy packages for their significant others to have a full day spa package.
What a great gift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and even in, and then we're looking at Father's Day coming up. How many men take advantage of some of those treatments?
I have quite a few men that come in. Believe it or not, they come in for facials and they come in for waxing.
Well,
they come
men, should be grooming yourself.
Not just
anyway.
Massages.
I agree, but I'm an advocate for men taking care of themselves.
And for Father's Day, I'm actually teaming up with Elle Bell. She's a rancher out at the farmer's market. And I'm offering, we're doing a package together where she's offering 2 grass-fed steaks. She also grows her own herbs in the garden, and she has a pepper blend that she's adding to that. And then I'm bringing in a salt block, a Himalayan salt block that you can grill the meat on, and then adding an hour massage for $120.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
And because it's specialty, because it's grass-fed beef,
right,
we can't mass-produce it. We're limited to 10, so we only have 10 of these packages to be able to do it.
Okay, so if you have been wondering what to do special for Father's Day, give Lori a call. So let's talk about a little bit of everything else. You've got yoga, a studio there.
Yes, we have a luxury fitness studio.
Whoa. I've been there. It is.
So with a lot of other studios, even in the Valley, they charge for supplies. So if you have to borrow some of their supplies, like a mat, they charge you. We don't. We have enough supplies for 20 students, from mats to bolsters to blankets, straps, you name it. You just have to bring yourself and some water.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer everything from power flow to slow flow. We offer mat Pilates, Ashtanga yoga, Yin yoga, yoga nidra, restorative, hatha gong. And then I also teach a yoga foundations, and then soon a TRX class will be coming in. And we start at 5 a.m. and run all the way to about 8 p.m.
Wow. Yeah, that's great, because of the schedule of people working.
Oh, yeah, before work. There's not a lot of people who do before work stuff out here. So,
no.
Yeah, there's no before work yoga, but we're changing that. Yeah, we have a 6:30 in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the power flow. And then in the evening, 6 o'clock, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, an Ashtanga. And we also have an intro to Ashtanga. If you don't know what Ashtanga is and you're afraid of that word, Sundays at 9 is Ashtanga. It's a workout. It is definitely a workout.
So if somebody like me, bring it back to moi, is interested in starting yoga, what would you recommend for me to join you with?
The foundations on Sunday is nice, so you know what the terminology is and what the poses are. And then you get one-on-one, so I will show you and make sure you're getting your body in the right position rather than jumping in a class and holding a pose and not doing it correctly and hurting yourself. A lot of people don't ever think they need the foundations class, but even yoga instructors, we go back and we take the foundations, because even though you think you're in alignment, you're not. And if you have someone watching you and pushing you, you realize, well, not pushing, but guiding you back into a proper form, then you realize you're not, you know, it's just kind of a good way to check in on yourself too. So you don't have to be new at it. You could just go in just to get double checked to see if you're doing it correctly.
I think that's what's intimidating for somebody that hasn't done yoga and is looking at doing yoga is the poses and understanding it to do it right.
And the verbiage too.
Exactly.
The verbiage is another language. So you don't know the proper etiquettes on things. Mm-hmm. So you'll learn that in the foundations class.
Let's tell us a little bit about the boutique and the items you carry there.
Well, the boutique, we're more holistic carrying. So we have organic essential oils. I have essential oil diffusers and burners. Shower products made out of essential oils. We have yoga supplies. I am an esthetician, so we carry professional skincare. We have the holistic sinus problems, our products, because everybody has sinus problems up here.
Right.
So we carry the neti salts, the neti salt pots, and then we carry the salts. And then they also have a wide range of like nose oils and moisturizing oils that have essential oils in it so that it makes you not have bloody noses like
which
seems to have about right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So we also carry waxing supplies. I have one-of-a-kind unique jewelry. And then one of the other services we do, we add it in for either a facial or you can do it on the side, is we actually do teeth whitening because your teeth show your age faster than your skin does.
That's true.
So you can add that onto a facial as well. And then we also have kits that you can take home. I also have cellulite reduction treatments in the spa room, but then we also have products you can take home as well. And we have dry brushing for detoxification.
A wellness spa and boutique sounds like you have it all covered, Lori.
We're covering it.
We're covering it. Where are you located?
I'm at 6594 East 2nd Street. We're in Suite B in Prescott Valley.
Right. You can't miss it. Great sign on the front. Great,
huge sign.
Huge sign. Great visibility from Highway 69. And we're running out of time, but anything else?
Yes. One more thing. Sundura means beautiful. So it makes – we have a beautiful sanctuary.
Beautiful sanctuary. And your phone number one more time.
It is 928-277-4874.
Ooh, I already feel more well and relaxed here. We're going to go jump over here to Chris Russell, Branch Manager, Conway Real Estate. Welcome.
Hi, Marty. How are you, Chris? I'm doing wonderful.
Aren't you feeling like a little relaxed now?
Listening to her talk about it, I feel like I need a massage.
There you go. Well, in your line of work and being busy with real estate, I'm sure you could use a massage every so often. Let's talk about how things are going out there. Market, busy?
It is busy. It's popping. Right now, everybody that we have as far as buyers, we actually have a waiting list right now. Because the market has been kind of a low inventory for listings, people selling their homes here in Prescott and Prescott Valley. So I actually have a waiting list for people that are looking to buy a home from someplace else, maybe down in the valley, maybe out of state. But literally, the inventory has been kind of low lately. So we're just trying to work through it with our buyers.
So if somebody had been thinking about relocating, moving, or selling their home, is now a good time to talk to you about listing it?
Absolutely. With the market being in the low inventory state that it's in right now, people are putting their properties on and, you know, getting top dollar for their properties. And then not only that, but they're selling in maybe 2-3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like there's, you know, the people that are selling their homes right now are getting, you know, as much as they possibly can in the market conditions that they're getting, and, you know, being able to possibly, you know, upgrade themselves if they've been into a home for, say, 15 years or something like that, and they want to, you know, say, hey, you know what, it's time to move into a new home or something like that. There's a lot of new builds out there right now with a lot of the properties that are being built out at the Dells and, you know, off of Glassford Hill, Granville out there, you know, all of those places. So, we're always trying to find more people that are looking to possibly list. We specialize in listings. So, you know, we can do competitive market analysis of your home if you're just curious about what, you know, your property is worth right now. You feel free to give us a call and we could, you know.
Because Conway Real Estate covers the whole area.
It does. We do the Quad City area. I have agents up in Chino Valley. We have, full service here in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Also down as far down as Cordis Lakes. So all over the region.
Right. And somebody were interested in selling their home and talk to you to get, you know, the market value. Mm-hmm. But would you also be tell them, like, okay, I'm looking at your home, this is how old it is, and maybe these are a few things you can do to make it more sellable?
Correct, yes.
You know, give them some good advice.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of doing a proper competitive market analysis, is to be able to go out to the client's home and do an actual walk around, just as though sure. we were going to be presenting that home to a potential buyer.
Mm-hmm.
We want to let the client know, you know, when they're looking to sell the home, what might, you know, be an issue. If there was, you know, something that, you know, fascia on the front of a home sure. is a big deal. Like, especially even for, you know, doing a loan, like an FHA loan or something like that. They won't let that fly. They will not let that loan go through. They will not sign off on you to be able to purchase that home if the fascia is, you know, cracking or peeling off the home. So that's just a little one. But doorway. A lot of places that we go to, you know, if you just wipe down the front door, it makes a first impression. I swear to God.
I know it's the little things, but that's what I think when working with, you know, you, your company, Conway Real Estate, is that personal touch, that communication that you'll give, that you're just not a number or a sale. You're actually part of a relationship you're building so you can have a successful sale of their home at the best possible price.
Correct. Uh-huh. Yes, and we're a smaller branch. We've been in business up here for approximately 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have right now several agents that are working with us, so we're not too spread out that we can't provide individuality with each client. And that's pretty important. So,
you know, it's funny. I've seen people that when they're selling their home, even though they're now letting it go, it's the most important piece of property they ever had, and they want it treated with respect and, you know, cared for, that you're going
right.
to, it's very interesting, don't
mental,
diss on my property. I want you to love on it like I did and get
right.
somebody that's going to buy it and love on it like, you know,
absolutely.
We did.
Yes.
It's funny how you do that. And that's really important about developing that relationship between you and the seller.
It is. And again, you get that mental attachment to mm-hmm. something that you've had for 15 years, and you know, you've taken care of the yard and you've, you know, trimmed the trees, and you want to make sure that the next person that's coming along is going to try and, you know, take care of your baby as well.
It's funny how it works.
It is.
Absolutely. But it's working with a company like yours. Where are you located, Bruce?
So we're down 8516 East Highway 69, a Suite E. If you know where Navajo's at, as you come out of Dewey into Prescott Valley, Navajo, on the right-hand side, there's a Texaco. If you go down the frontage road, we're the second-story building there. We've got a big, giant sign there that says Conway Real Estate. Yellow and black is our branded colors. And if you can't stop by the office, we're open Tuesday through Friday, basically, and then Saturday and Sundays we're usually doing showings or open houses. If you can't stop by there, we have a phone number that's easy to remember. It's 928-421-HOME. 421-HOME. So 928, everybody knows 928. And then we also have 432-SOLD. So those are easy phone numbers to remember. And also, if you're interested in possibly looking to buy a home, mm-hmm. You can go to findhomesprescott.com.
And that's your website.
That is our company website, findhomesprescott.com.
Excellent. Make it easy then.
Yes, we try to.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I do currently, as the branch manager. But we are in the process of actually doing a real nice, Facebook page for, Conway Real Estate Prescott Valley.
Excellent. Well, let me know when you got that, and we'll share it out there and let people know.
Wonderful.
And get the information out. Let's get your phone number one more time, Chris.
Okay. So it's 928-421 Home, HOME, or 928-432-SOLD. Sold home.
Very good. Excellent.
All right.
You know, it's all about the marketing. We know. Lori's got it. You've got it. Great businesses in Prescott Valley. So glad to have you part of our chamber family. And again, Lori Deer owner, Sundara.
Sundura
Sanctuary, one of my favorite places already. And
I'm coming
Chris
over for a massage. Branch, yeah.
There we go. That's what this is all about. Right. We start doing business with each other. You do
sure.
business with people you know. Yep. Conway Real Estate, again, Chris Russell, branch manager. Let's keep those houses moving.
That's what I'm saying. Give us a call if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and I'd be more than happy to help you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you both for joining us. Yeah. Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ. Q&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.